longing for our mosques.
يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون.
At that time, the one who did not pray would regret that he abandoned his prayers and wish to return to the worldly life to be among those who used to perform prayers. It would be one of the heartbreaks that he would go through when his life comes to an end.
حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت.
How many times did you abandon praying in congregation? How many times have you been lazy or delayed prayers? How many times did you intend to start tomorrow or next week or even next year? We pass by mosques on our way to work, restaurants, parks, markets, or airports, but the phrase, Hay Allah Salah, come to prayer, fades amid the horns of cars and the hectic life. Here you are, staying at home, and never leave it unless necessary. Here you are listening to the caller to prayer telling you to pray at home and not to come to the mosque. Even the Friday prayer, which some people were punctual in praying it, and only go to the mosque for that day, it is now forbidden to pray it at the mosque for fear of spreading diseases and death. At the time of being busy with commerce and distracted from the remembrance of Allah, something that we never expected did happen. Mosques are now closed. We see with our own eyes the thing that we never expected or imagined, the two holy mosques empty of worshippers. Ramadan comes for the first time with no congregational prayers, no qiyam and tahajjud prayers at mosques. Now we are divided into two groups, the ones who used to pray regularly and their hearts yearning to mosques. Those people are longing to go to pray, and they have an excuse before Almighty Allah, and they shall get the full reward of going to the mosque. The other group is the people who did not go to the mosque, and now they feel sorry and regret that they were neglectful of their duties toward Almighty Allah. They remember in shame how they used to be slow and neglectful in answering the call to prayer. They used to hear, "Come to prayer, come to success," but they did not. Yet, it is a chance to hold ourselves accountable before Allah holds us accountable as we stand before Him to be judged on the day of resurrection. We should realize the blessings we had and be truthful when we say,
رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت.
And the answer this time will be, the epidemic shall end if Allah wills. The houses of Allah will be open again. Mosques will be filled with worshippers kneeling and prostrating to their Lord. Muslims will gather in mosques. Mercy shall descend upon them and angels will surround them. Where will you be then?